From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. A historic U.S.-Cuban meeting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro held historic talks Saturday on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama.
You know, I am cautiously optimistic that over the coming months and coming years, that the process that we've initiated, first announced in December, reaffirmed here at the Summit of the Americas, will lead to a different future for the Cuban people and a different relationship between the United States and Cuba.
Mr. Obama also said the majority of Americans support establishing ties with Cuba and that those efforts have the overwhelming support of the Cuban public as well. Mr. Castro told President Obama he is prepared to discuss a number of contentious issues, including human rights and press freedom. He also acknowledged areas of continued disagreement and said resolution of those matters will take time. Addressing the summit earlier in the day on Saturday, Mr. Castro criticized the United States, but then later apologized to the American leader, calling him an honest man and absolving him of responsibility for the U.S. trade embargo and other actions taken under previous administrations. South Korean and Libyan officials say unidentified gunmen attacked the South Korean embassy in Tripoli today, killing two local security guards. Officials say the gunmen fired from a passing car at the embassy compound, killing the two guards and wounding another. Foreign Ministry spokesman in Seoul said three South Koreans, including two diplomats working at the embassy, were not harmed. Right now, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama said Saturday that partisan wrangling over nuclear negotiations with Iran and on other foreign policy matters has gone too far. It needs to stop, he declared during a press conference at the close of the Summit of the Americas. He said that when he hears some members of Congress, like Republican Senator John McCain, suggest that Secretary of State John Kerry is somehow less trustworthy in the interpretation of what's in a political agreement than the supreme leader of Iran, that's an indication of the degree to which partisanship has crossed all boundaries. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter has concluded a multi-nation tour of Asia, meeting with U.S. allies. Late Saturday, he visited the U.S. Navy ship John Paul Jones, anchored in Pearl Harbor. VOA's Carla Babb was there.
When he visited the ship, he was basically looking at some of the newest technology. The John Paul Jones is a testing destroyer, so they go out and they will test different types of defenses and come back and carry the data and relay it to Pacific Command. But that is one of the places where they try to develop these strong new weapons to defeat any potential foes. So he was able to get that. Most of it was classified. I'll be honest, we reporters were not allowed to walk with him. We had to walk to different sections because it was such sensitive information. But it was a great time for the secretary to see what the men and women are preparing and how they can better defend the region.
VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb in Honolulu, Hawaii. Pope Francis marked the 100th anniversary of the mass killing of Armenians using the word genocide during a special ceremony today. The term is likely to severely strain diplomatic ties with Turkey. Turkey angrily denies that the massacre constituted genocide, saying that the toll has been inflated and that those killed were victims of civil war and unrest. At the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia, American Jordan Spieth has a four-stroke lead over Britain's Justin Rose, heading into the final round today. Two-time Masters champion Phil Mickelson of the United States is in third place. Four-time champion Tiger Woods is in a five-way tie for fifth place. Woods was asked Saturday how he assesses his performance so far.
I think what I've done all week has been pretty good. Coming from where I came from and having to change my entire release pattern, that was tough. And people have no idea how hard it was to do that. And to come back here and play major championship and, you know, to be in the mix. Granted, I got to shoot a super low one tomorrow, but at least I've given myself a chance going into tomorrow.
Tiger Woods has had intermittent health problems and has missed a number of tournaments in recent months. Reporting from the nation's capital, I'm Susan Yawkey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.